20-year-old Izzedine Doka is a Senior 2 student at Yusuf Batil Secondary School in Maban. The school was founded by the UN Refugee Agency to provide refugee children with secondary-level education and host at least 500 students. While Doka is thankful to UNHCR for providing him with his secondary school education, he is sad to see that many of his refugee brothers and sisters at the camp are finishing their senior four classes and are unable to access further studies.
We have our brothers which they have completed senior secondary school. This ones here, if they took their certificate, they will go and sit just like this and they will go for jobs. But this one, according to me, is not good. I need some support from the organizations to bring for us university.
18-year-old Antizara Nadir Ziada is a senior four student at Yusuf Batil Secondary School. She too is concerned about the lack of opportunities for higher education.
The scholarship which they have been given to us right now, it is not enough. But with that little chance of ours, it is better for them to add for us more so that we take more opportunities as we refugees.
Doka and Ziada are among thousands of Sudanese refugees living in Maban. They escaped conflict in Sudan's Blue Nile state in 2011 when fighting erupted between the then government led by ousted President Omar el-Bashir and SPLM North rebels. Although UNHCR has managed to provide primary and secondary education to the refugees in Maban, it has been difficult to enroll students in high school. Jacqueline Alex Tillian is the UNHCR focal person for education in Maban. Tillian admits refugees face limited opportunities for scholarships and spaces for learning.
If you can see in this school, they are like the senior four, we have 150. And this 150 need three different classrooms. And this is the challenge we are facing in this school and even in other primary schools, that the space, is the learning space is limited. And we also look at other challenges, like those who complete the secondary school, for them to access tertiary education, like university, the support is very limited. We have support from Daffy Scholarship. We have support from Windall Trust, but those slots are very limited because in a year they can only take 3 or 4 students.
John Ball Accord heads the South Sudan Commission for Refugee Affairs. He agrees that opportunities for refugee students are limited, but says the government is looking into the problem.
I'm going to come here with the Minister of Higher Education so that we talk to them and then we find the way, the means of how we take this student to the higher education.
Arafat Jamal, the UNHCR country representative for South Sudan, is calling on donors to fund all levels of education, including universities, for the refugees.
Nobody chooses to be a refugee. To be a refugee means that there's a failure in the world. It's a failure of peace in their country where they live. But when a refugee crosses a border and finds protection, that's a success. This means that somehow the international community and the government that receives them has decided that they need protection.
June 20th is commemorated every year as the World Refugee Day to create awareness about the plight of refugees scattered across different parts of the world who had to leave their homes to escape conflicts. This year's theme is Together We Heal, Learn and Sign. It highlights the basic needs of displaced persons, such as health care, nutrition, and education. South Sudan hosts some 320,000 refugees, most of whom are from Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.